So board policy isn't any different today than it was yesterday. But a debate about how the district should handle students with failing grades but who still want to participate in extracurricular activities resulted in a closer vote than the board has seen this year. Here's board member Stephen Bradford.
We don't want the perception that there's a procedure in place that allows us to stack a team or anything, or we're only interested in the outcome of our athletic endeavors, because that's not the case. But I think there are situations where a kid might need some flexibility because of things going on in their personal life.
Bradford is speaking about whether or not students who have received an F on the report card should be allowed to participate. He believes that having an across-the-board policy restricting participation would be unfair, especially for those students for whom activities are a positive influence. Board member Misty Archibald agreed with him. Board member Colleen Scanlon did too. She presented a number of extreme scenarios wherein a student may fail a class, say if their house burned down. Board member Michelle O'Brien is on the other side of the debate. She says that while she understands and sympathizes with extenuating circumstances, there needs to be a straight rule.
Our society has moved so rapidly in a direction where it's a win-win, make everyone feel good no matter how bad or good they're doing. I'm not in favor. If the kids want to play, they need to earn it.
The option O'Brien supports says that students with any failing grades would be excluded. She also cites the potential for favoritism if there isn't a hard and fast rule. Superintendent Boyle agrees, as does new student board member Evan Wick. Bradford proposed an amendment to the option supported by O'Brien. That amendment would allow the superintendent to place a one-semester probation on students who do not achieve a 2.0 grade point average. That amendment would offer some reprieve for students in special circumstances. That amendment passed 4-4 because student board member Wick's vote is advisory. The full measure with the amendment ultimately failed 6-2. Archibald and Scanlon had voted for the amended legislation. K-High wrestling coach Rick Collins also spoke to the board during the citizen comment portion of the meeting.
I don't want anything to do with Anchorage. I'd rather go south. They treat us like rock stars down there. They house us out. You know, when I had teams down there, they're bringing big birthday cakes for kids with birthdays and boxes of apples. Take these apples home. They're great. Maybe send some salmon if you get a chance, you know, that kind of thing.
Collins is talking about problems he encounters coaching a large Southeast high school team. Because the wrestling team is much larger than other schools in the region, it qualifies to compete with bigger schools like Anchorage instead of other ones in Southeast. He says K-High doesn't feel as welcome up north and even feels better south in Seattle. O'Brien and Scanlon said that while in Anchorage later this year, they will take up the issue with the Alaska School Activities Association. Superintendent Boyle told the board that if a face-to-face meeting with Commissioner Mike Hanley of the State Department of Education and Early Development fails to produce results on pending funding for special needs students, he will consult the board on taking legal action. Funds from last year for special needs still have not been awarded, which places a strain on finances. Boyle also says he is making progress on a dispute with the state on reorganizing the Revilla School into a K-12 program. He had hinted to taking the state to court on that issue as well, though that appears unlikely. Though the board meeting was the first for Evan Wick, it was the last for board president Jenny Clay, who isn't running for another term. Her thanks to board members was emotional.
And I would encourage you to keep the unity that we have. I'm going to miss you guys.
Following the October 1st election, the board will choose new officers. In Ketchikan, I'm Sean Carlson.